This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Standing on top is Logan Hammond, and we are set to roll right on time at 4:30, and first ball fouled straight back out of play by Whalen, the leadoff man for the Lancers, and we are underway. Defensively for North Mac, Caden McGreedy in left, Caden Brown in center, Cade Berkeley is in right as the lefties 0-1 rides upstairs for ball one. Jackson Pierce, the third baseman. The Hautala brothers up the middle. Cole at shortstop. Aiden at second base. Riley Flowers over at first. Andrew Baines behind the plate. He flashes the signs. Hammond has the one he wants. That's fouled out of play. Straight back over the screen by Whalen. One ball, two strikes on the Lancer leadoff man, Braden Whalen. 3-0-1 down the right field line. 375 to dead center. But, Carl, I don't think center field and right center are going to be in play for Beyond the Fence today. Is that offering in the dirt? 2-2. The sun is out. The winds are up. 82 degrees. South winds 26 miles an hour with bigger gusts. That ball popped up as Whalen was reaching. Baines, the catcher, over in front of the North Mac dugout with a slide, makes a sensational play. And Whalen is retired. Goodness gracious.
Tell you what, that was a long run. And, of course, that ball was traveling a long ways in the air as the wind was blowing it toward the fence.
He might have moved 45 feet to get that ball.
Marked it down as a good play right off the bat.
And as Carl said, the wind was pushing that ball away from Baines, but he made a sensational play as Elvich swings through his first offering. He's down a strike. Jonah batting from the right side in the back of the box as Hammonds, 0-1, just missed 1-1. Fred Fick is calling balls and strikes today. Ernie Dunn on the base pads. Upstairs with the fastball, two balls and a strike on Jonah Elvich. Will Jenkins waiting on deck if anybody can reach Colton Tischkow here in the top half of the first inning. 2-1, breaking ball, chopped to third. Pierce charges, throws across in time for the out as Elvich is retired 5-3. So a foul out and a ground out, and Will Jenkins will bat with the bases clear. Two out here in the top of the first inning. Center fielder Brown, I guess, Carl, with the wind, he is shaded more on the shortstop side of the bag.
If it did center, it'd probably just go right to him.
Fastball upstairs, 1-0. That's always something the outfielders have to be aware of. And here on the turf, Carl, they can't pick the grass up and throw it up and see what the wind's doing. They can feel it clearly from their back here in this situation. There's a fastball in for a called strike one. One ball, one strike on Will Jenkins. Black jerseys, orange trim for the Lancers with the gray pants. Upstairs, 2-1. For North Mac, they've got the white pants with the black striping down the side. Black jerseys trimmed out in that Carolina blue. There's a called strike, 2-2. I like Gary Bulkley. He calls it the Columbia blue. I prefer that much better.
I believe we got a piece of turf blue.
Oh, we sure
did.
It's caught into the soft netting right in front of our broadcast position. Swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the mitt of Baines. And Jenkins is down on strikes. That's a 1-2-3 inning for Logan Hammond. We've completed one half inning. Lincoln Wood does not score. North Mac coming to bat. Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here at North Mac High. One half inning in the books, and Lincoln Wood did not score. John Wolfe on the hill now for the Lancers, finishing up his warm-up tosses to Colton Tischkow. And Carl, I heard Chris Atala say before the ballgame is they've got the windscreen along the fencing out in the outfield here. It's the first time he's ever seen it blowing up from the bottom out there in center field. That's how hard this wind is coming in from right center field. It's blowing the bottom of the windscreen on the outfield fencing up.
Just seen that over there. I was looking over there and thinking, well, that's odd. So obviously a first time for them too.
It's a gusting wind here today. It was south at 26 miles an hour at the start. So North Mac put up a zero in the top half of the first inning. They will send this lineup up for Chris Atala and North Mac entering 12-2. Junior Caden Brown leads off. Aiden Atala will hit second. Cole Atala, the senior, hits third. Junior Logan Hammond hitting fourth. Senior Cade Berkeley will hit fifth. Senior Riley Flowers batting sixth. Andrew Baines, the junior, hits seventh. Jackson Pierce, the junior, hitting eighth. And Cade McGreedy, the freshman, is batting ninth as Wolf's first offering a fastball swung through by Caden Brown. So Brown, the Hatala brothers, Aiden and Cole, Hammond, Berkeley, Flowers, Baines, Pierce, and McGreedy. As Caden hits from the left side of the plate, stands right on top of the dish, squares, pulls back, takes ball one. Carl, so if you're on the mound today as you pitch, that wind is essentially to a left-handed batter potentially pushing the ball towards the outer half of the plate. The 1-1. There's a called strike outside corner, one ball, two strikes.
Yeah, definitely on a big, slow breaking ball. It could really make it dance.
Might not be the day for the Ephus, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
The 1-2, lifted in the air to left. Will Jenkins is over, fighting the wind. Now he's coming back towards the line with a leap. It's over his head. Takes a turf bounce, and hustling all the way is Caden Brown. He's in, standing up to second base with the double. And, Carl, that's a double on a windy day right there.
So he had to deal with the sun and the wind, and, yeah, came in, went back, made a jump, just could not catch the ball.
And you could see Will's initial steps were towards left center field, but that wind pushing the ball back towards the left field line, he had to make a quick course correction, and it got over his head late. So a leadoff double for Caden Brown. So Jenkins is in left, Braden Whelan in center, Carson Beathard is in right field as John Wolfe immediately into the stretch. Squaring is Aiden Atala, pulling back, taking, and stealing third, and it's safe. With a head first dive is Caden Brown. The throw from Tishkow was right on the money, Carl. And if Armantrout feels that cleanly, I think Brown is out.
Yeah, he put it right on the money. It did quick hop the catch, and that probably made it a little difficult to pull it in.
So Gabe Armantrout over at third. Jonah Elvis is shortstop. Jared Klein at second. Nate Brockmeyer at first. Now with the runner at third, Wolf will work from the wind. Aiden Natale squaring again high. Pulls back, takes ball two. So an early opportunity here for North Mac. A wind-aided double to lead off the bottom of the first for Caden Brown. Stole third. And now Aiden Natale ahead in the count 2-0. He squared the first two offerings. Squaring again. Goes down to get it. Bunts it foul high off the screen. Two balls and a strike. Carl, look at this beautiful turf, and it reminds me, I think it was last year, the first year of the turf. I think it was Macon Meridian showed up to play a doubleheader. They all had metal spikes.
That's right.
So they all had to go home without playing. Sorry, boys. Two balls, one strike. There's a called strike. Painted fastball outside corner 2-2. Well, sometimes when you're asked to bunt like Aiden Natale is, Carl, maybe you lose your aggressiveness a little bit, scoring the first two pitches, offered at a low pitch with the bunt on for the first strike, and then took a fastball and takes a strike three called outside corner. Couldn't pull the trigger on two outside heaters.
Good location by John Wolfe there. Something you really don't want to swing at, but I know you need to.
So the freshman Aiden Natale down on strikes. Now older brother Cole, a senior here on senior day, stands in from the left side. He's in the front part of the box, the wide stance. That breaking ball stays upstairs, ball one. The fundamentals of the game right here, runner at third, less than two outs. Can you get him in? Atala can do that. He lifts that ball into right center field on the move. Beathard, he will not get it.
Wow.
He messed up the wind that time. And Brown will then come in to score. And Atala into second with another double. Again, wind aided.
Beathard had a good read on that.
Looked like he was camped under it.
But the wind, especially at the end, really moved it.
When that ball was just a couple of feet from his glove, it looked like it took a hard turn towards right center field and got down. We told you, nothing's going to be routine with balls in the air today. And that was a high sky fly ball, too. I was in the air a long time. Here's Logan Hammond, first ball swinging. Ground ball, shortstop. Elvidge to his right. Has it on to first for the out. Cole Atala up to third with two away.
North Mac playing small ball in a lot of ways, though, Tim. Getting the runners in scoring position.
So John Wolfe trying to give up just one run in an inning, quite frankly, Carl, where he hasn't been hit hard. A couple of fly balls to the left that the wind played tricks on. One on the left fielder, Jenkins, the other on the right fielder, Beathard. If you're the center fielder, Whelan, a little nervous out there at the moment. As Cade Berkeley stands in.
Did we have catcher's interference?
Fouled straight back. What'd you see there, Carl?
I was thinking we got a runner on first already.
Oh, you're right. We got Riley Flowers to play. I think we had the old intentional walk there, Carl.
Oh, okay. Intentional walk then. I was going to say, the ground out looked pretty legitimate unless there was catcher's interference. So.
Oh, there was. There's only one out on the board. Yeah, good spot there, Carl. So that'll go down as an E2 outside with the offering to Berkeley. Yeah, so catcher's interference allows Hammond to reach. Runners at first and second. As Atala had to go back to second base. That's a dead ball in the catcher's interference. The 1-1 outside, 2-1 to Cade Berkeley. And Carl, that situation there is why a lot of people don't like to keep their scorebook in ink. I do keep my scorebook in ink, so.
It's messed up.
It's messed up.
That's all right.
It don't look too pretty, but I don't think that matters one bit.
There was a unique situation to that play.
That's right. Upstairs, 3-1. So it was a routine ground ball to the shortstop, but catcher's interference puts Hammond at first, has Cole Atala at second. He hit an RBI double to put North Mac up 1-0. Now a 3-1 hitter's count for Cade Berkeley. As Wolf doesn't like it, wheels around towards second. Atala back to the bag. So a rough first inning here for John Wolf. Two fly balls to the left that the wind played tricks on, then catcher's interference. There's three outs right there. Only one officially recorded.
Of course, the one to the right, if the wind was blowing out the other way, it might have been gone.
Outside on a walk. So the bases will be loaded here. It's only one out. And Riley Flowers coming to the dish. Carl, this is a young man. We've seen him hit leadoff for the Panthers over the last couple of years. But here he is in the six hole. A chance for a big spot to break it open early. Bottom of the first, 1-0 North Mac. Bases juiced, one out. Riley stands in from the right side. Wolf from the wind. Upstairs, inside, ball one. Popped out of the mitt that time of Tishgal, but no advancement for any of the runners.
Well, North Mac with that 12-2 record. Tim, you know that they got players and they got a lineup, because you don't have that kind of record in baseball without a lot of pitching, too.
Chopped left side. Is it fair? Yes, and a run will score, and Flowers a safe. Oh, boy, the third baseman Armachop might have been better served, Carl, to let that ball roll.
It would have been foul on the next bounce for sure. But it's like, boy, you think you got an out there, so you take it.
Speed of Flowers beats it out. Infield hit right up the line. It's 2-0 North Mac in an early mound visit for Josh Stone. The base is still loaded, one out. North Mac threatening for more. We'll take a quick break. Back to North Mac High following these messages on WSMI. The mound visit is over. Base is still loaded, one out. Andrew Bain standing in from the right side. First ball swinging late on the fastball, 0-1. Carl, sometimes it's a cruel game for John Wolf. He haven't really been hit hard in the inning, but you're in a big pickle here. Two runs home, bases loaded, only one out. Upstairs, 1-1.
Yeah, the two fly balls could have been outs, and normally on a nice, non-breezy day would have been.
A normal windy day, they would have been. But this is not a normal windy day. There's a swing and a miss as Baines was late on that fastball, 1-2, and boy, does John Wolf need a strikeout right now.
Has one. Only one walk in the game, too. And he's already thrown 20 pitches, and a lot of them are from those extra outs.
Swing and a miss. Struck him out. That ball was in the mitt of Tishgal by the time Baines was able to get the bat off his shoulder. A big second out. And that'll bring in Jackson Pierce, the eighth-place hitter for North Mac. And if Wolf can limit this to two, Carl, I suspect he'll sprint off the mound and feel pretty good about it. He should.
He should. The pitching's not been bad.
The first offering to Pierce right there for a called strike one.
For the most part, he's been getting ahead of most of these hitters, too.
And he started with a fly ball to left that the wind pushed away from Will Jenkins. Inside, 1-1. Aiden Atala tried to sacrifice. He eventually struck out. Now North Mac tried to steal home. Is he in safe? No. Out at the plate. Cut down. And the throw back to the pitcher from Tishkow. Taking off was Hammond, but Wolf was ready for it, and they got him at the plate. So the inning is over. North Mac gets two runs. Got some help from the weather conditions. After one inning, North Mac leads Lincolnwood 2-0. We go top two. North Mac leading 2-0 as Hammond's first pitch is fouled straight back to the screen by the Lancer cleanup man, Colton Tishkow. It'll be Tishkow, Nate Brockmeyer, John Wolf, if anybody can reach, Gabe Armentrout. Carl, that was a interesting bottom of the first in many ways.
Many ways. The fly balls that people could not get to, and just a throw out to end the inning. Throw out at home on an attempted steal.
Tishkow swings through a high fastball. He's down 0-2. That was like Jackie Robinson style there, trying to.
It was close.
The straight steal. That just misses 1-2. You don't see that play very often at any level anymore. But Hamann thought he had a read. And that's a hit batter right there as Tishka wore that one off his backside.
Well, Hamann was pretty efficient in his first inning. He threw only 12 pitches. Where poor John Wolf, like we say, could have had an easier inning, ended up having to throw 23. And that'll catch up with you quickly.
Yeah, really no hard hit balls by North Mac in that first inning, but they got two runs out of it. Took advantage. There's a fastball inside corner called strike one. And that's really what a lot of times high school baseball comes down to. Who takes advantage of the opportunities they're given? North Mac did in the first. Can Lincoln Wood answer? That breaking ball in the dirt blocked nicely there by Baines as he slid into the right-handed box to keep that in front. One ball, one strike on the junior, Nate Brockmeyer. Wears just one batting glove. Stands in from the right side, chops that out in front of the plate. Hamann fields it on the third base line, throws a strike to first to retire Brockmeyer. Boy, that was a really nice play from Logan Hamann, hopping off the mound, getting over to that third base line.
It was indeed. I thought, well, maybe he should let it go foul, but he showed that he could field it and make the strong throw and get him out.
Well, that's where being left-handed really benefited him, too, because he was able to just drop step, fire, and throw a seed over to first, where Riley Flowers was waiting at the bag. There's a called strike to John Wolf. Tishka moved up to second on the play, so he's there with one out now. As John Wolf stands right on the inside batter's box line. Change up there, had Wolf out in front, nothing in two. I about said the chalk line, Carl, but that wouldn't be accurate.
Never seems to move.
It never fades. The 0-2 just missed, 1-2.
Can't say it brought up any chalk either, though. Maybe they should put a little chalk on it so when it hits it, we can see the chalk pop up.
The chalk does not fly here, does it? It does not. One ball, two strikes. Hamann working from the stretch to lefty. Breaking ball lifted in the air left field. This will be a tough play on this day. Colatala going out to left field. They're coming in and making the catch. Cade McGreedy. As he got there just in the nick of time.
Yeah, the wind was pushing the ball away from him and also just pushing it out towards foul territory.
And I couldn't tell, I was screened at just the last moment, but he might have caught that almost basket style. Had a little hop at the end too. We've seen every fly ball to the outfield, Carl, at the very end, we've seen the outfielder leaving their feet in some capacity. That gives you an idea of what this wind is doing. That ball hit foul past the first base bag by Gabe Armentrout for strike one. You look at the treetops out beyond the right field fence, Carl, and they are really moving. This is the type of wind you would expect it to be blowing in some type of storm, but that's not the case. We're going to have a beautiful week. Should see a lot of tractors rolling, I would think, by midweek.
It's blowing in a lot of heat.
Yes, it is. There's a swing and a miss.
Very comfortable now, but I believe we're going to be another 10 degrees warmer by tomorrow.
It's been a very brutal spring in terms of the sports and the weather they've had to deal with. That misses outside. 1 and 2. There have been very few days this spring sporting season, Carl, where you haven't had some sort of combination of cold, wind, or rain.
That's right. And every game had about two of those.
Fouled out of play right side. That'll go off the roof of the school.
About every softball, baseball game we did had one, most likely two. Cold, mostly, and rain on several of them.
Yeah, the cold was a guarantee, and then it was just a matter of if you would get the wind or the rain, or maybe the trifecta.
Yeah, we did several of them.
One ball, two strikes, one on, two out. Upstairs, as Armentrout lets that go by, 2-2. Carson Beathard waiting on deck if Armentrout can extend the inning. Tishkow takes his lead out second. He was hit by a pitch. That's popped up right side. The wind pushing it over towards the fence. Riley Flowers was by the fence, came back towards the right field line. That drops foul. And, Carl, that's the third wind-aided we've seen, or situation we've seen with the ball in the air today.
Well, that one just cost an out and did not make a double, though.
True.
So North Mac's a little lucky on that. That would have scored the run once it hit the ground. He was around third and heading home.
Yeah, Flowers was over by the fence right in front of the Lincolnwood dugout, and that ball wound up almost hitting about, 5 feet just to the right of the first base bag. That misses outside. The count is full.
If it would have been up in the air a little higher, and it might have been blown fair.
It's hard to convince yourself, Carl, when you're tracking that ball that you got to move back the other way. Hit on the ground to shortstop. Colatala has it, slings it across the Flowers, and Armentrout is retired. So a hit batter, one left. We've completed an inning and a half here at North Mac. North Mac leads Lincolnwood 2-0. Tim Hines, Carl DeBar back here at North Mac as the Panthers leading the Lincolnwood Lancers 2-0 as we go bottom two here on a sunny, windy day across mid-Illinois. Jackson Pierce will lead things off for North Mac. He was at the plate in that first inning whenever Logan Hammond tried to steal home and got thrown out to end the frame. So Jackson Pierce will lead it off. Cade McCreary will follow, then the top of the order in Caden Brown. As John Wolf from the wind brings it home. Hit on a line into center field, down in front of Whalen for a leadoff base hit for Jackson Pierce. He wasted no time there attacking the first pitch.
Well, John Wolf had a lot of struggles as far as balls being caught. Had to throw 23 pitches, Tim, in that first inning, so he wants to find a way to have a much easier pitch count this inning.
Two fly balls the wind messed with. Catcher's interference that would have been a ground ball out to shortstop, and then a slow roller up the third base line that was picked up that was about to go foul. All worked against John Wolf in that first inning. Here's McReady now. He squares the bunt, gets the bunt down. Wolf off the mound towards first, has it on to first for the out, and the sacrifice is good from McReady, 1-3. Up to second base goes Jackson Pierce. Carl, you mentioned earlier the fundamentals. You know, you think about Brian Hansel in Southwestern with the fundamentals, you know,
yeah.
Chris Atali here in North Mac and the fundamentals. It's so critical at the high school level to be able to play the fundamental style, get the bunt down, get the runner in. We saw North Mac do it in the first inning. Can they do it again here in the second? Leadoff man Caden Brown takes his first offering outside for ball one. Caden started that bottom of the first madness as he lifted a ball to left field. Looked like Will Jenkins had a beat on it. Well, he did have a beat on it
for
until
a while.
He didn't.
Yes.
Wind blowing hard from right center field in towards the infield as there's a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. We're down the third baseline right around home plate and the wind's blowing right into our face. It's actually blowing the soft netting back a good amount away from the field of play there. So breaking ball stays upstairs, 2-1. And it was pretty evident before the game started that the wind would most likely play a factor, and we have certainly seen that to be the case here in the early stages. One ball, one strike, one on, one out. North Mac leading 2-0. Breaking ball reached forward, lifted into center field. Will Jenkins settles under it and makes the catch. Brown is retired.
Caught the right time, didn't he, Tim? Because we had a little break. I mean, there was still wind, but not near the gusts that we've been seeing.
Well, right when that ball was coming down in his glove, you're exactly right. There was just a little bit of a lull in that wind where the previous fly balls, there was almost a gust
right
at that last moment. You were just at the mercy of it today if you're an outfielder. And as the game goes along, they'll get a better feel for the wind. But, boy, in that first inning, it was tough. There's a swing and a miss from Maiden Natale. He swung through a high fastball. Aiden was trying to sacrifice his first plate appearance. He wound up striking out looking. So he couldn't get the bunt down and then took two fastballs on the outer part. And he was down on strikes. Wolf's 0-1 offering. There's another fastball called strike. And he's painted that three different times on Aiden Natale.
Like I say, John Wolf looks sharp. He's hit that corner extremely well in this game. Circumstances have kind of been against him, obviously.
The 0-2 lifted left side out of play foul. Aiden hitting from the left side. Choking up pretty good on that bat with two strikes. Jackson Pierce singled. Start the inning. He was sacrificed over to second by McCreary, so it's up to Aiden Natale now with two outs. He's down 0-2. Wolf goes around to second, back in with a dive as Pierce. No trouble with those North Mac pants staying white on the turf field. The 0-2 upstairs, Pierce stealing the throw in time, a little bit offline, but out. Getting the tag down was Gabe Armentrout, and cut down at third base is Jackson Pierce, caught stealing by Colton Tischkow. So we've completed two innings here at North Mac. The Panthers lead the Lancers 2-0. Hama's first offering to Carson Beathard misses outside. Now Carson swings through a low inside delivery. One ball, one strike. And coming up on Sports Saturday this week, we're going to talk with IHSA Assistant Executive Director Sam Knox about the officiating need across the state as that misses inside 2-1. They just had a clinic earlier this week, I think at Maroro Forsyth, just trying to get anyone who's interested, just kind of the basics. We are in dire need of officials as that ball is hit on a soft line in the center field as Beathard is aboard with a leadoff base hit. He kind of lost his footing coming out of the batter's box, but he gets a leadoff single for Lincolnwood here in the top of the third inning. We've been talking about that for a while, Carl, the officiating shortage that was coming. Well, it's here. We've seen it more this year than in any year prior, and the situation's not getting any better if we don't get some new blood in. That is a bunt foul. Almost got over the tall screen here at North Mac. That pitch got up inside to Jared Klein. That was more of a protection than anything else.
That's when you got to pull the bat back. Well, so Lancer's trying to do small ball here, Tim, and get that runner in scoring position.
Ninth place hitter Klein offers kinda, that bunt, comes up empty. He was stabbing at that, nothing in two.
It's going to be hard to bunt that way, don't you think? Kind of jump at it.
The first one was at his neck.
Yeah.
That one was high and outside. Stabbed at it, came up empty. Will they keep the bunt on with two strikes? The young freshman swinging, and he's down on strikes. So Hammond strikes out Klein on three pitches, and the lineup turns back over to the top now. And Braden Whalen. He fouled out to the catcher, Andrew Baines, on a sensational play where Baines ran about 45 feet towards the North Mac dugout, slid on his shin guards, and made the catch. Outside for ball one, Carl. After what we've seen with every other fly ball that's been in the air, that play's even better.
It's the best catch, period.
Goodness gracious.
The other one just, he was wind aided by it dying down. Otherwise, nothing's been caught in the air hardly.
That ball fouled to the plate by Whalen.
That's a good day to be a sinker ball pitcher.
Good day to be the designated hitter.
That too. Get the ball up in the air and probably it's going to fall somewhere.
Well, I was thinking just because you didn't have to play defense in the wind.
Well, that too.
One ball, one strike. One on, one out to the Lancer leadoff man. Whalen takes that over, but low, ball two. First inning here that Lincolnwood. Check that. Second inning in a row, the Lancers have put their leadoff man aboard. Colton Tischka was hit by a pitch back in the second. Low and wide, 3-1. To the Lancer leadoff man, Braden Whalen. Jonah Elvidge waiting on deck. Hammond's 3-1 inside, and he walked him. Two on, one out.
First walk of the game, go along with two strikeouts and that one hit batsman.
So Jonah Elvidge will step in. He bounced out to the third baseman his first time up, and that gets Chris Atala out of the North Mac dugout. He wants to have a conversation. So as the Panthers talk it over, we'll take a break. We'll come back to North Mac following this one message on WUSMI. Well, Carl, a lot of strategy on both sides here. If you are North Mac, you're probably thinking about some type of bunting situation potentially, but you got your second hole hitter, Jonah Elvidge, up here. Chance maybe for a big inning. Takes ball one upstairs, and all of a sudden, Logan Hammond has lost his release point.
He has indeed, as he's thrown a lot of pitches in this inning, and only gotten the one out.
Elvidge standing strong in that right-handed box. Takes a called strike outside corner, 1-1. This feels like an important opportunity for Lincolnwood right now. Two on, right part of the order up. Good rip there, fouled straight back, 1-2.
I've seen the Lancers a couple times, and most of their hitters aren't afraid to swing the bat.
Can't get a hit if you don't swing. One ball, two strikes. Big pitch early in the ball game here. Top three. Breaking ball in the dirt. Bounces on the plate. Actually, bounced off the foot of Elvidge. Hit batter. And the bases will be loaded. So Lincolnwood, who on defense in the first inning, faced the bases loaded situation. Now North Mac is going to have to deal with the bases loaded scenario here in the top of the third inning. 2-0 North Mac. But the bases juiced for Lincolnwood. And here comes Will Jenkins. He struck out to end the first inning, but he's got a big opportunity right now. So second hit batter of the day for Hammond. First ball swinging and fouled out of play right side by Jenkins over that 10-foot fence down the right field line. They got the tall fences here. So like you got the dugout, and then from the dugout down to the wall, it's a 10-foot fence. Hit on the ground. Hammond gloves it. Home, out, and that's all they'll get. What a play by Logan Hammond as he elevated. He was ready to field his position, and Carl, he just snow-coned that puppy.
Ball was hit pretty hard, but didn't get over Logan, and he made the play. And, of course, he's going to prevent that run from scoring. He's going home with that throw, and he did.
So Beathard out at the plate for the second out. So the base is still loaded now, but with two away, and it'll be up to Colton Tischkow. What a great play. We saw in the first inning the catcher Andrew Baines make a great play, and then from a pitching perspective, Carl, fielding your position doesn't get much bigger than that. Base is loaded, chopper right almost over your head, and you snare it.
And if he didn't snow cone it, he might have got it home in time for a double play.
I'm behind the mound right now, rubbing up the baseball. He had a conversation with our base umpire, Ernie Dunn. I don't know what that conversation was about. But we're ready for baseball now as Tischkow stands in. From the right side, the southpaw Hammon. Upstairs, ball one. So he's hit a batter, walked a batter, given up a base hit in the inning, but he has a chance to get out of it with nothing crossing. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss there, threw it by Tischkow.
Be a big opportunity wasted by Lincolnwood if they don't get a run or two in this inning.
Yeah, the bases loaded, one out. Inside, 2-1. Well, for Tischkow here, Carl, two balls, one strike, bases loaded, two outs. You could expect to get something to hit right now. Hammond does not want to see 3-1. Ripped! Left field and down for a base hit. Gets past McCready. That will roll to the fence. That's going to clear the bases. Josh Stone giving the wheel around to Mr. Jenkins. And a bases clearing double for Colton Tischkow. And the Lancers lead it 3-2.
And nothing cheap about that hit. It wasn't win-aided at all, as it was just ripped.
Well, Carl, he was ready to hit. Ooh, on the 2-1
he
offering.
He was indeed.
Sometimes you just know as a hitter, he does not want to throw a ball here and go 3-1 with the bases loaded. Unless, he did not.
Yeah, and less likely to just throw a breaking ball anyway with the bases loaded.
So Colton Tischkow delivers a 3-run double. He'll be lifted for the courtesy runner. Sees the Lancer catcher. So the Lincolnwood Lancers do take advantage of the bases loaded situation. Now Nate Brockmeyer, chance to add on, takes that upstairs for ball one. Well, the walk and the hit batter both come around to score.
They do indeed. And Lancers take a lead here, 3-2.
That's a called strike, top of the zone, one ball, one strike to Nate Brockmeyer. He bounced back to Hammond. That led off the second inning after Tischkow had reached with the hit batter. There's a breaking ball hit to third. Pierce has it across the diamond for the out, and the side is retired, but not before the damage is done. Colton Tischkow, a 3-run double, and as we go bottom three, Lincolnwood leads North Mac 3-2. Lincolnwood has taken the lead 3-2, a 3-run double courtesy of Colton Tischkow has put the Lancers out in front of Carl. When you look at North Mac, first inning, final out at the plate, trying to steal home. The last half inning for Lincoln or for North Mac in the second inning, caught stealing at third to end the frame. Now they bat here in the third, down a run, fouled straight back to the screen by Aiden Atala. He was at the plate whenever Jackson Pierce was gunned down at third to end that second inning.
So Colton Tischkow has played a big role, Tim, in all aspects of the Lancers game here.
Absolutely.
Making the tag at home.
There's a called strike.
And a great throw at third. He had him by a good 2 foot.
You're right. Every half inning for Lincolnwood, he's done something sensational.
Absolutely.
Flashes of signs here. Nothing in 2 on Aiden Atala. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Aiden went out of the zone there. He's down on strikes for the second time today.
John Wills, third strikeout. Go along with a walk. Now, he only has thrown 33 pitches through the second because that second inning he only had a 10-pitch inning. So if he can have another efficient inning, he's going to be looking very sharp.
We talked about in that first inning how he pitched well, just had a lot of things work against him. He might get into a groove now and settle in. That misses outside, ball one. The way that first inning went, Carl, to limit it to two was very big for Lincolnwood. Now if you're John Wolfe, all of a sudden, bottom of the third, you're pitching with a lead all of a sudden.
35-mile-an-hour winds, you got a one-run lead. Just protect it.
The wind's blowing in, though. There's a called strike with the fastball outside corner, and he's really been locating that fastball on the outer half to these North Mac lefties as the wind picks up prior to this 1-1 pitch. Foul tipped into the mid of Tishkow, 1-2. Carl, everything about the game of baseball is harder in wind like this. I mean, just trying to keep your balance in the box when you got that wind blowing right up your back. The 1-2 breaking ball outside, 2-2.
Well, a little slow breaking ball. You wonder if that's really screwing with the pitchers too, trying to get it over and just not used to getting pushed as much.
Wind blowing in from right center field at about 26 miles an hour with bigger gusts. The 2-2. Just missed a good take there from Cole Hatala. An enticing pitch just off the plate. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The center fielder Whalen pretty much straight up out there. Left fielder hugging the line. That ball fouled at the plate. We'll do the 3-2 again. And there's, an adjustment for Will Jenkins, Carl, after playing a few innings out there in left field in this win. He's like, there's no reason to get over to left center field. The ball's not going to stay there even if it starts there.
Right.
Whereas the right fielder, Beathard, he is giving more of the right field line for the same principle. The 3-2. Foul tipped at the plate as Hatala stays alive. See some leaves, Carl, that have blown into the soft netting here right in front of our broadcast position. If this was like a professional game and they had a concession stand here, there'd be hot dog wrappers everywhere.
Oh, everywhere. No doubt about it.
3 balls, 2 strikes. No one on, 1 out. A one-run Lancer late. Swing and a miss. Oh, we just got a piece. Did Hatala.
Hang on. He almost had it.
Of course, as we know, that's just blind luck if you happen to squeeze the foul tip. There's no skill involved in that. Another 3-2 is Hatala hanging tough, and he fouls another one away. This is a good at-bat here from Cole Hatala. Carl, that's what you would expect from your senior leader. He just gave up 3 runs in the top half of the inning. Now he's battling.
Oh, boy. He's having the pitch count by himself onto John Wolf.
Stands in from the left side, does Cole Hatala. In the front part of the left-handed box, the 3-2 breaking ball lifted left field. Will Jenkins battling the sun, battling the wind, over towards the line and makes the catch. Nice adjustment from Will Jenkins.
Still had to adjust a lot to get to that ball, but he made a great catch.
But from where he started with his defensive positioning, Carl, he really only had to move a few steps towards that line. So bases clear, 2 outs. That'll bring in Logan Hammond. Logan reached on catcher's interference, and it was thrown out at home trying to steal. Swings through that fastball, nothing and one. It has been an entertaining game thus far.
And I do believe you're right. John Wolf is getting in a groove.
That breaking ball almost just missed, 1-1. Senior for the Lancers hasn't pitched for a while for Lincoln Wood. That rough first inning. The wind cost him a couple of runs. The 1-1 hit right back to Wolf. He has it. Jogs towards first. Underhand shovel to Brockmeyer. And that is a 1-2-3 inning for John Wolf and the Lancers. So Lincoln Wood gets 3 in the top half of the inning. A shutdown frame for John Wolf in the bottom half. We've completed 3. And Lincoln Wood leads North Mac 3-2. Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here at North Mac. Lincoln Wood leading the Panthers 3-2, and the Panthers have a new hurler on the mound as Logan Hammond's day is done after 3 innings of work, giving up those 3 runs. He will be Riley Flowers on the bump. So Flowers from first to the bump, Hammond from the hill over to first. It'll be John Wolf, Gabe Armentrout, and Carson Beathard for Lincoln Wood here in the top half of the 4th inning. Been a good ball game here today. The righty's first offering, and he's greeted rudely. That's a line drive right up the box into center field for a base hit. And for John Wolf, his first base hit of the day, he's now 1-2. And that gets your attention as a pitcher.
Will every time. Okay, for Logan Hammond, he strikes out 2, walks 1, but hits 2 batters, and they came back to cost him. One did for sure, and he threw 53 pitches in 4 innings, so a little high on the count there.
His walk and one of his hit batters did score in that three-run third. Here is Armantrout squaring. The bunt is to third. It's a good bunt. Pierce charging, throwing out. Nice job by Hammond to go into the line right at the bag and get that ball out of there for the out. Sacrifice is good as Wolf up to second. Going to go 5-3 on the sacrifice. That throw sailed a little bit on Jackson Pierce and took Hammond right into the baseline. That's where being left-handed was useful for Logan on that.
It came in handy twice in this game. Play on down third baseline, too.
Hammond expecting a bunt. He's charging hard at first. Beathard pulls back. He was squaring. Takes ball one. Can't help but think of Anthony Rizzo when you see a first baseman playing that far in. As Hammond's going to charge hard, he's going to try to get that ball and cut down that runner. Going from second to third. Swinging away this time. Popped up, and the wind's going to push that out of play. One ball, one strike on Carson Beathard. Carson singled his first plate appearance. That got things started in that three-run third. Over but low, 2-1. So Lincolnwood's put their leadoff man aboard, Carl, the last three innings. So, of course, as you know, that's always a good way to start.
It's a good way to get it going.
2-1, fouled straight back. Good cut there from Beathard. He's seen the ball well today.
And we really haven't had too many drives to the outfield high fly balls lately. Just the one an inning ago, and that was it.
That stays upstairs from Flowers, and the counts run full, three balls, two strikes. You know, Carl, some horses, we just have the Kentucky Derby, some horses are mutters. Maybe some baseball players are winders. They just play better in the wind. The 3-1 inside, and Flowers walked him. Two on, one out here for Lincolnwood. Ninth place hitter Jared Klein coming up with one out in the top half of the fourth inning. Both Lincolnwood and North Mac will be hosting regionals beginning next week. Greenfield Northwestern will be the top seed at the Lincolnwood Regional. Shelbyville will be the top seed here at the North Mac Regional. Flowers from the stretch. Two on, one out. Klein chops that off the plate. Slips coming out of the box. Flowers looks to third, no play, to first, out. But if Klein hadn't slipped out of the box, yeah, he might have beat that out.
Because Flowers thought to go to third first. I'm thinking, boy, you got to get rid of that ball to the first, but he has to slip after he swung. He just went down for a split second, but that cost him probably a step or two.
That's the second batter we've seen slip coming out of that right-handed box. I wonder if they're catching the plate.
Could be.
And slipping. So the leadoff man, Braden Whalen. Runners are second and third, and Whalen takes ball one. Braden today popped out to the catcher Baines on a sensational play to lead off the ball game, then walked and scored back in the third. Bats here with runners at second and third, two outs. Takes that upstairs, 2-0. So after John Wolf got the 1-2-3 shutdown inning, after Lincolnwood scored three in the top half of the third, now the Lancers trying to get some insurance tallies here in the dirt, 3-0. Jonah Elvidge waiting on deck. He's 0-1 today. Hit by a pitch and scored a run back in that third inning. Will Whalen get the hit sign on 3-0? He might have, but it was well inside. That's a four-pitch walk. And the bases are loaded for Jonah Elvidge and Lincolnwood here in the top half of the fourth inning. Lancers leading 3-2. Elvidge bounced the third back in the first. Hit by a pitch, scored in the third.
That could be a key at bat here.
Feels like it, don't it? Flowers from the stretch. There's a called strike fastball outside corner. Nothing in one. Flowers still working from the stretch with the bases loaded. That's just the pitcher preference. Some guys like to go from the wind in this spot. Flowers stays from the stretch. That ball fist. This could be a tough play. The third baseman, Pierce, cuts it off. Nice play on to first for the out. If Pierce doesn't cut that off, that was going to be an infield base hit. It was off the fists of Elvidge. Nice play by Jackson Pierce. The Lancers will leave the bases loaded. As we go bottom four, Lincolnwood leads North Mac 3-2. New Lincoln Wood pitcher is Jonah Elvidge, as he will relieve John Wolfe, who had a really nice outing today, gave up two tough runs in the first inning. Really, North Mac, glad to see him out of there, Carl. They didn't square anything up against John Wolfe, as Elvidge's first offering to Cade Berkeley rides outside for a ball one. So Berkeley, Flowers, Baines, 5, 6, and 7 for North Mac here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Lincoln Wood leading 3-2. John Wolfe over at third now. Gabe Arbentrout has moved from third to shortstop, as Elvidge's pitch inside corner right at the kneecaps for a called strike one.
So for John Wolfe, 3 strikeouts, 1 walk, 50 pitches in 3 innings. And he was looking sharp the last 2 of those innings.
That ball hit on the ground, the first baseman towards the line. Brockmeyer has it unassisted to the bag for the first out. And you take away 2 wind-aided doubles in that first inning, right, Carl, and he'd have 3 zeros on the board.
He would.
So Berkeley grounds out to first. He's 0 for 1 today after a first inning walk. That'll bring in Riley Flowers. He's 1 for 1 on the day. Bats with the bases clear. 1 out in the fourth. That ball hit towards the shortstop. Arbentrout to his left. Gloves, throws, and safe, as Brockmeyer couldn't handle it. He kind of got handcuffed there on the low throw. That'll be an E3 on Lincoln Wood. That was a tough play for Arbentrout. He was kind of playing in the hole at short, and that ball was hit more up the middle. He covered a lot of ground to get there.
Covered a lot of ground, made a good fielding play, but the throw eludes the first baseman.
The first baseman, and he gives that air to the first baseman, Carl.
Huh?
The first baseman, and he gives that air to the first baseman, not the shortstop on the throw.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't in the dirt. He just got handcuffed a little bit. That hits.
Ooh, boy.
Hits Andrew Baines in the first offering. And you never know, Carl. We talk about the little things becoming big things. First pitch, Berkeley. Ground ball out to first base. First ball swinging, Flowers should have been an out. He reaches on the air. Now the next pitch hits Andrew Baines. He'll be lifted for a courtesy runner. And now North Mac has something cooking. First and second, 1 out, an air and a hit batter.
Again, yeah, no ball leaves the infield, and you still have 2 runners on base.
So Jackson Pierce now, he singled his first plate appearance back in the second. He was then caught stealing. That ended that second inning. 3-2 Lincoln Wood. North Mac looking to answer back here. 2 on, 1 out. First offering to Pierce inside for ball one. 8th place hitter Jackson Pierce stands in from the right side. Slightly open stance. Elvidge from the stretch peers in for a sign. Has the one he wants from Tishkow. Comes to the high set upstairs, 2-0. That ball bounced out of the glove of Tishkow, trying to take third and out. Oh, boy. Another base running aggressive play there, but Flowers gunned down. That ball just popped out of the mitt ever so slightly from Tishkow. Didn't get far away at all. Flowers had a good secondary lead, Carl. He was aggressive, and sometimes when you're aggressive, it don't work out, and it has not worked out for North Mac today. That's their third runner loss on the bases.
Well, you got to chalk it up to Tishkow, who's having a great game behind the plate.
Goodness gracious. His second caught stealing. 3-run double on the day.
Tag at home.
Tag at home. Don't forget about that big tag at home. Yes.
You give credit on both ends of that, but still, he's still got to make the play.
So now Pierce all of a sudden batting with 2 out. That ball chopped over the mound. The second baseman
Klein
charging. Didn't field it cleanly. Not in time at first. Second error of the inning. Keeps it alive for the 9th place hitter, Craig McGreedy. So that'll be an E4 on Klein.
Yeah, he just took his eye off the ball. It was a nice, easy hop, but he just did not put the glove on it.
And Carl, you never know. Innings don't necessarily always work out the same based on what happened, but that caught stealing looks real big now.
It looks huge right now.
Potentially bases loaded, 1 out. Instead, first and second, 2 out. And the 9-hole hitter, McCready, up. He sacrificed his first plate appearance. Hits it off the glove of Elvidge, deflects to the shortstop, no play. And again, a ball has not left the infield, and North Mac has the bases loaded.
That one basically a hit because the pitcher doesn't have time to react. But it's a playable play. You know, there's three extra outs in this inning almost.
2 errors, a hit batter, and then that chopper off the glove of Elvidge.
All potential outs, and, of course, the one big out is the throwout by the catcher.
Brings the leadoff man, Caden Brown, to the plate. 1 for 2 today, a double and a fly out to center. Takes strike one. Bottom of the fourth inning, Lincoln Wood leading 3-2. North Mac has the sacks juiced. Leadoff man Brown at the plate, down a strike. Elvidge will work from the wind. The freshman brings it. Breaky ball in the dirt, skips past Tishkow, and the Panthers have tied the game at three as coming in to score is the courtesy runner for North Mac. That was Zane Hogan. Tied at three, the other two runners move up to second and third.
So close to getting out of that inning, and now a wild pitch. And boy, about a little of everything in this inning has gone wrong for the Lancers. Has.
Boy, been that type of day for Lincoln. Well, look at that ball, might have literally hit right off the corner of the plate, kicked over the shoulder of Tishkow. Josh Stone was inquiring about something, has a smile on his face as he walks back to the dugout. A ball that's not left the infield here in the fourth, but North Mac has tied it at three, looking for more. It's Caden Brown, one ball, one strike. Upstairs, 2-1. Well, that's the game of baseball, isn't it? Been that type of day for Lincolnwood. My goodness. Elvich peers in for a sign. The 2-1. Upstairs, 3-1. First base is open. Aiden Atala waiting on deck. He's 0-2 today with a pair of strikeouts. Both of those came against John Wolf. Wind still whipping here at North Mac. Coming in from right center field about 26 miles an hour. The 3-1 in the dirt, blocked by Tishkow in a walk, and the bases are loaded again.
So his batsman and a walk, two errors, a play that could have been fielded by the pitcher.
And how big is the cost stealing?
And one out because of a base cost stealing. Yeah, you're right, there's the key out. Otherwise, another run would have been across the board and only one out in this inning.
So a chance for Hatala here. He's 0-2 on the day with a pair of strikeouts. None of that'll matter if he comes through here. Bases loaded, upstairs, ball one.
I think Jonah is overthrowing. Not a big guy, but he's got a powerful arm.
Boy, it's frustrating, too, from a pitching perspective. A couple of ground balls in the infield, plays not made. A ball back to himself, play not made. Lifted in the air, left field. Jenkins lost it in the sun. He moves back and makes the catch. Well done for Will Jenkins out there in left field. So Jonah Elvidge will leave the bases loaded. North Mac does get the tying run on a passed ball. We've completed four innings. North Mac and Lincolnwood tied at three. Good ball game here today. North Mac and Lincolnwood tied at three as we go top five along with Carl DeBar, Tim Mize here on WQSMI FM 106.1. We welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WQSMIRadio.com. As Riley Flowers back for his second inning of work, misses in the dirt with ball one to Will Jenkins. High school softball on the radio tomorrow, Litchfield at Hillsboro, live at 4:20 here on FM 106.1. Of course, on the website as well with the stream at WQSMIRadio.com. The 1-0 misses low, 2-0. Flowers always from the stretch. He starts here with a clean inning, working out of the stretch. 2-0 to Jenkins inside, 3-0. So North Mac has scored three runs. They got two in the first, one in the fourth, and Carl, there literally was not a hit out of the infield.
Nothing. Most of it slow, too. That
There's
hurt
a four-pitch walk to Jenkins to start the top of the fifth inning. Two wind-aided doubles to left field and right field in that first inning led to a pair of runs. And then in that third inning, no balls out of the infield. Couple of errors on grounders. A walk. Pass ball eventually led to a run. Tied at three. Here's Colton Tishkow. He's got the big blow of the day for Lincolnwood, that three-run double. Oh, picked off, but the throw was offline as they had Jenkins leaning, Carl. If that throw was not in foul territory, he's out.
Had him picked, but the throw, you're right, way over in foul territory.
First offering to Tishkow, upstairs, high fastball. Runner is going in safely as the throw skips past Atala, but backed up by Aiton. And there's a stolen base for Jenkins.
Yeah, Bain's got the ball there in plenty of time, but he one-hopped it to his infielder, and he couldn't field it cleanly, or he might have had him.
Trying to pick it and tag it all at once.
Yeah, that never seems to work, does it?
So there it is for Tishkow, the go-ahead run, top of the fifth. Swings and misses there.
He wanted both runs.
One ball, one strike. Doesn't get cheated up there.
No.
Flowers peers in for a sign, checks the runner at second, comes set at the belt, popped up. That'll get out of play. Ticketed for the roof of the school behind us. One ball, two strikes. We were 82 degrees at first pitch. Winds coming 26 miles an hour from the south. That's blowing in from right field here on the turf field at North Mac. Upstairs, two balls, two strikes on the Lancer cleanup man, Colton Tischgau. Hit by a pitch in the second, that three-run bases clearing double in the third. Two balls, two strikes, fouled back. Battling up there is Colton, spoiled that offering. Colton's long hair hanging out of the back of his batter's helmet, whipping in the breeze here on this windy day. Fred Fickus calling balls and strikes. Ernie Dunn on the base paths today. Got a good ball game here this afternoon. Two balls, two strikes, tied at three. That ball hit right side over a leaping Aiden Atala into right field. Jenkins had to hold at second to make sure it wasn't caught, so he will stop at third. And the second hit of the day for Colton Tischgau, a beautiful piece of hitting there. As the Lancers set up first and third, nobody out.
Beautiful piece of hitting. The only reason he didn't get the run home because he couldn't tell if it was going to get over the infielder or not. But he went with that pitch perfectly, Tim, and just drove it right over his head.
If Will Jenkins would have had bad base rating there,
it
Tischgau
would have
got an RBI. But the good base rating by Jenkins, he had to hold to make sure that wasn't caught. Courtesy runner for Tischgau over there at first base. Looks like Connor Sealback, if that's number 16. So here is Nate Brockmeyer, 0 out of 2 today. It's bounced back to the pitcher and grounded out to third. First and third, nobody out, tied at three. Flowers offering right there, called strike with the fastball. So Lincoln Wood trying to come right back after North Mac tied it with a single tally in the bottom of the fourth. Jenkins walked to start the inning, stole second, moved up to third on the base hit from Tischgau. Hit and run was on there, fouled back to the screen by Brockmeyer, nothing and two. I don't care how windy it is, Carl. It's a beautiful day.
It is indeed.
Sun is out, low 80s. Feels fantastic. Upstairs. One ball, two strikes on Brockmeyer. Riley Flowers in his second inning of work. He relieved Logan Hammond, who pitched the first three innings today. The 1-1. Breaking ball behind Brockmeyer. No advancement at third, but moving up to second on the play was the courtesy runner Sealback. Well, this windy day, that almost ticked the back of the pant leg from Brockmeyer there.
Yeah. And the short backstop, it hit it perfectly here and came right back to the catcher, Bain, so nobody could advance from third.
Now, a base hit could mean two, though. Two balls, two strikes. Runners at second and third, nobody out. Flowers offering, headed home. Fouled at the plate by Brockmeyer. Might have caught our home plate umpire there on the tip. So Andrew Bain's going to give the home plate umpire Fred Fickus a moment here. He'll go out and have a conversation with Riley Flowers. The catcher and home plate umpire, Carl, they understand each other.
Well, they've been back there before.
Yes.
That's the key.
Yes.
They know the hazards and the pain of playing behind home plate.
They're on the same team in a lot of ways.
Yes.
So Riley Flowers trying to work out of a jam here in the top of the fifth. A walk, a stolen base, and a base hit. Wild pitch. Second and third, nobody out. In the dirt. Picked there by Andrew Baines. Count is full.
Riley Flowers, a lot of control issues here in the last couple batters.
First base is open. Three balls, two strikes. Big pitch in the ball game. Hit on the ground right side. That's going to give Lincoln Wood the lead. No, Hammond coming home. Cut off by Flowers covering first, and he's out. Carl, that was a crazy play. Hammond was going to throw home, which he had no chance to do. Flowers was going towards first to cover the bag, and he just snared Hammond's seed that was ticketed for home, caught it, and got the out at first. Wow. I've never seen that.
Oh, wow. Wow is right. He's just right. He was slow to get over to first. And that's why I think Hammond was going to come home, because the pitcher was slow to get over, and then he fires home, and Flowers raced over there and caught it. I mean, he picked that like out, you know. It was
face
like
high.
He came out of nowhere.
Goodness.
Caught it and made the play.
What a heads-up play from Riley Flowers. Gets the out, but Lincoln Wood takes the lead on the RBI ground out from Nate Brockmeyer, and Flowers going to be lifted for a new North Mac hurler. So with one out, top of the fifth inning, Lincolnwood has taken the lead 4-3, a pitching change for North Mac. We'll take a break. We'll come back following these messages on WSMI. Is the new North Mac pitcher off the heels of one of the strangest plays you will ever see? Second and third, nobody out. Ground ball to the first baseman, Hammond. The pitcher, Flowers, wasn't covering immediately, so Hammond comes home with no chance, and Flowers picked the ball off, cut it off just a few feet away from Hammond, and ended up getting the out at first on the tag, as the first offering from McGreedy is down low for ball one. Carl, I've never seen that exact set of circumstances transpire like that. The 1-0 hit on the ground, foul. Air on Josh Stone over there in the third base coach's box.
Well, not to a good result. You've seen plays like that that are screwed up.
That end badly.
And end really badly, but that one turned out to be okay, even though Lincolnwood did get that key run.
Flowers could have got his head taken off.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because Hama, when he was firing at home, and Flowers just a few feet away from him, snared it and got the out at first. That's inside 2-0. And I think you made the point, though, Carl. Flowers was late covering initially as Hammond fielded that ground ball, looked for the covering pitcher, wasn't there. So he decided to go home, even though he knew that wasn't the play. But then Flowers eventually got there and cut it off. A slow, slow breaking ball there had John Wolfe way out in front. Two balls, two strikes. So with all that madness in that play, it did score a run. RBI ground out for Nate Brockmeyer. It's 4-3 Lincolnwood.
Big runner on third base, too.
Fouled back by Wolf. Stays 2-2.
Always run that risk when you bring in a pitcher from the outfield that hasn't got to throw any pitches. You might have that wild one in him.
So a runner over at third base now with only one away. That's the courtesy runner, Seelbach, over there. 2-2 offering to Wolf. Slow breaking ball. Did it hit him? No, hit the bat. Foul ball. Wolf recognizes a slow breaking ball, Carl, and he was willing to take it for the team, but it caught the bat instead of him.
Just a little bit inside.
Fernando Vina'd that one. He didn't try to move at all. Breaking ball takes that. A nice take there from John Wolf. Three balls, two strikes. Well, there's that slow breaking ball, Carl, you were talking about on this type of windy day. Will it be adversely affected by the wind? Three balls, two strikes. Slow breaking ball had Wolf out in front there, swinging a miss. They'll check the runner back to third, the throw down to first in time, as Seelbach will have to hold the third. Big strikeout there for Cade McGreedy of John Wolf. Got him with the breaking ball. Wolf laid off two, Carl. Ooh. Couldn't lay off three.
Yeah.
That'll bring in Gabe Armantrout. He's 0-for-1 today with a sacrifice. Big run out there at third base for Lincolnwood, leading 4-3. Upstairs, ball one. Top of the fifth inning. Third North Mac pitcher of the day, Cade McGreedy. Chopped off the plate, foul. And Coach Stone knocked that one down. Didn't pick it clean, though. You could hear the sarcastic moans in the Lincolnwood dugout there. Lincolnwood dugout down the first baseline here. One ball, one strike. Inside, 2-1. That straightened Armantrout up. Boy, the wind has just not let up, Carl. We didn't expect it to. But it has been whipping in from right field all game long. That ball fisted right field line. That is trouble and foul.
Ooh, boy.
It was just low enough, Carl, that the wind couldn't push that back fair.
Plus, he had it slicing against the wind, which kept it foul for longer, too.
What? Foot foul?
If? Yeah, not that much. If, yeah, half foot.
He
got it up in the air, I think it would have blown right into fair territory.
Yeah, that was too much of a line drive.
Yeah.
Two balls, two strikes. McGreedy's pitch. Breaking ball, an emergency hack there from Gabe Armantrout. Fouls it back to the screen. That ball was almost even with him whenever he just somehow got the hands moving forward and got it on the barrel. Fouled it off. Goodness.
Gabe McGreedy throws a very, very slow breaking ball. Really.
Fastball here. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Nice job by Cade McGreedy to come in and limit the damage. Now, Lincolnwood does get a run in the inning. They leave a runner stranded at third as we go bottom five. Lincolnwood leads North Mac 4-3. First offerings from Jonah Elvich here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Misses outside to Cole Hatala. as Cole stands in from the left side, waiting the 1-0 pitch. Takes the ball outside, 2-0. Atala, double, an RBI run scored in the first, flat out to left, back in the third. Cole Atala, Logan Hammond, Cade Berkeley. Here in the bottom half of the fifth, if anybody can reach, Riley Flowers, as Cole takes that upstairs, and it's 3-0. Elvich quickly working, and that's a four-pitch walk to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning.
Elvich's second walk and third overall by the Lancers today.
Third time in five innings, North Max put their leadoff man aboard.
We've had that on both sides quite a bit.
We have. 4-3, Lancers with the lead.
One-run ball game, and both teams can kick themselves. Had big opportunities and didn't connect on them.
Hammond takes that fastball outside corner for strike one. Yeah, North Mac had the bases loaded in the first, got two, but probably could have had more. The one strike pitch outside, 1-1. I've got North Mac having stranded five today, and Lincolnwood has stranded six.
That don't count. Runners out at home on steals and runners at third.
North Max lost three runners on the bases
three
today.
Total, yeah.
Two gun down at third, one at home. Outside, 2-1. And you think about that last half inning, Carl, where Lincolnwood committed two errors on ground balls to the infield, but North Mac only able to get that one.
Like I say, both teams had a pretty good opportunities that they didn't really cash in too big on. They might have got the run, but they didn't really, you know, one big hit could have brought in two, three more runs.
Hammond standing in from the left side. 0 out of 2 today. Breaking ball in the dirt, and boy, did Cole Atala pick a great pitch to run on, Carl. He's in easily standing up, breaking ball in the dirt, and the easy steal for Cole Atala. Hammond reached on catcher's interference back in the first, bounced back to the pitcher in the third. Three balls, one strike on the Panther cleanup man, Logan Hammond. From the left side, Elvich, high set, brings it home and missed inside and back-to-back walks. So that is not how Jonah Elvich and the Lancers wanted to start this bottom of the fifth inning. That'll bring Cade Berkeley to the plate. Walked in the first and then grounded out to the first baseman back in the fourth. Atala the runner at second. Hammond the runner over at first. That ball hit right to the second baseman. Could be two. Klein to second, out. On to first, safe. Beating it out, digging all the way was Berkeley. Runners at the corners and one away.
Good attempt. Pretty well handled there by the Lancers as they tried to get that double play.
So Cole Atala moves up to third. Berkeley now aboard over at first. It was sharply hit, but Klein playing fairly deep at second base. Did not have time to cut down the runner at first. So here's Riley Flowers. He's one out of two today, a single back in the first, reaching an error in the fourth. The old step to third, look to first. Works about one time a year, Carl.
10 years. Once every 10 years. Don't they outlaw that?
I think they did in the big leagues. There it is again. And it didn't work again. Really, if that move is going to work, you're relying on the runner
just
at third base
off,
just to not be paying attention.
Right.
The runner at first is off with the pitch. They had a play on. They throw it to the shortstop, and the steal is successful from Berkeley. Atala holding at third. So there's the lead run out at second for Riley Flowers. Bottom of the fifth inning, a 4-3 Lincolnwood lead. Wind whipping in from right field. Elvis will work from the windup. The 1-0 pitch chopped right in front of the Lincolnwood dugout. Nice pick made over there. One ball, one strike. Couldn't tell if that was Josh Stone who made that. Picker was one of his assistants over there. Something happened to that baseball, though, Carl. They've kicked it out. They don't want it no more. Oh, no, but just squirted away. Back into the pocket of goes of our home plate umpire. Out it goes. They didn't like it.
It had some problems.
When it was rolling this way, it looked like it had something flopping,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah, it looked like part of its hide was already coming off.
So it's out of circulation. One ball, one strike to Flowers. That stays upstairs, 2-1. Well, there's a big, big spot in the ball game, obviously. Bottom five, a one-run Lincolnwood lead, but North Mac threatening second and third, only one out. Riley Flowers, a hitter's count here. Two balls, one strike. Fouls it straight back. Good rip there. But that was his pitch, potentially. Think about the hitting situation Colton Tischko had in that third inning, Carl. He was in a 2-1 count with the bases loaded. He did not miss his pitch.
That is the biggest hit we've seen, of course, in this game.
New baseball out to Elvidge. So he climbs on top of the hill.
Clean the bases up. Three RBIs.
The 2-2. Breaking ball inside. 3-2. Elvidge has already walked two in the inning. Now the counts run full on Riley Flowers. Elvidge winds, fires, fouled back. Well, we've seen some good ABs today on both sides, Carl, with two strikes battling.
A lot of pitches. That's why we're going through so many pitchers today. Partially, I don't think they wanted to push anybody past 50 or so, it seemed like today.
Well, that's exactly right. Regionals right around the corner. This is a non-conference game, of course. Three balls, two strikes. Runners to second and third, one out. Breaking ball hit on the ground. That is up the middle for a base hit. One run will score. And the late stop sign over at third base. As rounding first, taking second on the throw is Flowers. And we are tied at four. And it's still second and third with one out.
It's about the third time we've had a tie, I believe, in this game.
Well, I thought they were going to give the wave around third base that time.
He was waving.
Late stop sign.
Him.
I think that was Zane Hogan, courtesy runner, who got that late stop sign. And then heads up base running from Riley Flowers to take second on the throw. So Josh Stone out to talk. And we got a couple different Lancers going back to the dugouts to get different gloves. So I think we're going to have a pitching change. 4-4 our score, bottom five. North Mac still threatening. They have second and third with still only one out when we come back to North Mac following these messages on WSMI. Nate Brockmeyer, the new Lancer pitcher, he's in a jam. Second and third, one out. Andrew Baines at the plate, squaring, bunting. The bunt is down. The play is the first. The lead run will score on the safety squeeze from the North Mac Panthers. Mm. So Hammonds, courtesy runner, scores the lead run. Actually, that was Cade Berkeley who scored the lead run there.
You think he had a play at home?
Boy, I thought so. He didn't even look at home, though.
No, he did not look. That's what my point was. Because he really wasn't a suicide because he was far, far away.
It was a safety squeeze.
Yeah, definitely safety.
That's inside to Jackson Pierce. So the sacrifice bunt on the safety squeeze from Andrew Baines. Plates Cade Berkeley, and North Mac has taken the lead 5-4.
But North Mac's small ball works out again, gets him a run.
So Jonah Elvidge moved back to shortstop. Gabe Arbuchon moved back to third base. John Wolf over at first base as Nate Brockmeyer misses inside. It's 2-0. Small ball plays. The 1-0. Breaking ball in nicely for a called strike one. Jackson Pierce, 1 out of 2 today, singled in the second, reached on an error back in the fourth. Insurance run sitting over there at third base. There's another breaking ball that bends in for a called strike two. Pierce just couldn't pull the trigger on it. Brockmeyer, will he throw three in a row? Yes, he will. Got him. Swing and a miss. Jackson Pierce down on strikes, but not before North Mac strikes with a pair of runs. They took advantage of a walk and then a base hit, a suicide safety squeeze, I should say, scores the go-ahead run. We've completed five innings here at North Mac. The Panthers lead Lincolnwood 5-4. Offering misses low. Ball one to Carson Beathard. So Beathard, Jared Klein, top of the order then, and Braden Whelan. 5-4, North Mac, top of the sixth inning. That ball slashed out of play right side. One ball, one strike to Beathard. Carson, 1 out of 1 today, a single in the third, walked back in the fourth. Been an entertaining ball game here today. We've had a little bit of everything.
Definitely have, especially in the one inning.
Breaking ball stays upstairs, 2-1.
And the ball never got out of the infield, and they scored a couple runs.
We saw the wind. Really, outside that first inning, those first couple fly balls, we haven't seen the wind cause too much of a problem. The players have made the adjustment. Hit on the ground. Picked off the short hop by Pierce. Nice play. And Beathard is retired, 5-3. Boy, that's one of those plays, Carl. You got to decide off the bat. Am I charging and picking it on the short hop? We're going to play it off the high turf hop, and he made the right decision, did Jackson Pierce.
He did indeed, because if he doesn't get there, the time he does is just going to skip right by him.
He's made a couple of nice plays over there today. So here's Jared Klein. He's 0-2 today, struck out in the third, bounced back to the pitcher in the fourth. McCready's first pitch hit sharply on a hop to Aiden Hatala and throws him out.
Hit about 4 foot high off the air. And well, you can see it still had some slice to it, but a good play off the one hop to the second baseman.
So one pitch in and out there. So four pitches to get two outs here in the top half of the sixth inning. Top of the order, Braden Whalen, slow breaking ball in for called strike one. But if you're Lincoln, McCarl, this game turned quickly.
It's turned back and forth a few times as we've had exchanged one-run leads.
Breaking ball over but low, 1-1.
But McCready right now is kind of in charge. He's come in and done a very good job.
Well, you know, if you're Lincoln, you felt like you were in a good spot just about 7 minutes ago.
Right.
Now all of a sudden you could be down to your final three outs in just a moment. And just missed with the fastball, 2-1. Top six, bases cleared, two outs. North Mac leading 5-4. The 2-1 offering from McCready in the dirt, breaking ball, 3-1. Jonah Elvidge waiting on deck.
Yeah, and both teams seem to have been getting their first runner on. Probably a very high percentage this whole game.
There's a slow breaking ball, had Whalen out in front, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Braden wears no batting gloves. Stands out this day and age. Don't see that much. 3 balls, 2 strikes, no one on, 2 outs, and a walk. Fastball inside, ball 4.
Second walk for McCready, third for the North Mac in this game. Both teams have been putting the ball in play because there's only been 4 strikeouts for North Mac and 4 strikeouts for the Lancers.
I got 5 walks for North Mac pitching today. That's a stolen base easily.
Don't forget a hit batsman, though.
Oh, yeah, can't forget that.
Two hit batters,
yes. Been a lot of traffic on the bases today as Elvidge chops that foul. And Josh Stone having a rough day over there, Carl. That was a ranging play. He had to move to his right to try to make that play.
He looked off balance all the way.
He did. I like it when the coaches go for him, though.
Oh, yeah.
Some coaches won't. No balls, 2 strikes. McCready's pitch in the dirt, blocked by Bain. My goodness, how did he get to that ball?
Would that miss by 2 foot before the plate?
Yeah. Breaking ball out in the left-handed batter's box, bounced in front of the plate, and somehow Bain's kept it in front. Great jump inside to the backstop, and a wide turn for Whalen, and he'll stop about halfway to home and go back to third. I thought that pitch clipped Elvidge, but it did not.
I did, too, at the time.
It got to the back screen. Whalen had that bag stolen easily, though.
And just like that, the Lancers got that tie and run at third base.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Tie and run over at third. And that's Whalen. Can Elvidge get it done? Chopped foul. Coach Stone knocked that one down.
He's getting a lot of criticism from the bench there.
Oh, his players are letting him have it. They're letting him hear it over there. Elvidge has those hands high in the right-handed box. Just got a piece. For those 2-strike pitches, Carl, when you can just get a piece, spoil it, and live to see another pitch.
Seems to usually go your way then, doesn't it?
The longer Elvidge can battle, the more it can turn in his favor. McCready brings the 2-2. That is hit softly. Can Hatala get there? Yes, Aiden Hatala ranging to his right. That kind of soft humpback liner just hung in the air long enough for Hatala to range, and make the play. So Lincolnwood will strand the tying run at third as we go bottom six. North Mac leads Lincolnwood 5-4. Tim Eyes crawled the bar back here at North Mac High. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this action here on WSMI FM. Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. High school softball tomorrow. Litchfield at Hillsboro live at 420 here on FM 106.1. Cardinals off today. They will begin a series with Baltimore at Busch Stadium tomorrow, 5:50, with the coverage tomorrow on WSMI AM 1540 and, of course, FM 106.9 and 92.9 FM. Brockmeyer's first offering bends in there for a called strike one to Cade McGreedy. It'll be McGreedy in the top of the North Mac order with Caden Brown and Aiden Hatala. That ball lifted in the air towards left center field. Whalen drifting towards it and makes the play.
Well, all the outfielders seem a little more comfortable as the game goes on in the outfield, making fly ball catches.
Well, that's the good thing about this wind, Carl. It hasn't shifted. It's not a swirling wind.
No, after swirling.
After that first inning, once they got accustomed to really how powerful it was, I think in that first inning they knew it was there, but I think it was definitely pushing the ball more than they were anticipating.
Because right. Even the first catch, I think, was jumping almost a basket catch in the outfield.
There's a called strike to Caden Brown. The wind has been consistent all game long. All day long, outside, ball one. But at least it's 82 and not 42.
Gotta love it.
Yes, you do.
Take it all the time.
Breaky ball stays outside, 2-1. The sun's been out all day here at North Mac. And just a lovely day.
Yeah, if this isn't a good farm field drying day, I don't know what is.
This is the best kind of field drying day. Foul tipped into the mitt of Tishkow for strike two. Dried out good yesterday, really good today. Dry out again tomorrow, and depending on where you're at, there might be people rolling tomorrow.
A little powwow here. I was going to ask in the lineup coming up, because Lancer's only got three more outs, is Colton Tishkow coming up?
Well, they got that as strike three. I only had that as strike two, Carl. But that was foul tipped into the mitt of Tishkow for strike three. Chris Atala getting clarification there. But yeah, I had it.
Oh, okay.
I had it at 2-1 and the foul tipped into the mitt for 2-2, but nope, that is strike three.
So a great job by him hanging on to that foul tip.
Absolutely. So that'll bring in Aiden Atala now. Base is clear, two outs. He takes a called strike one. Brockmeyer looking for a quick bottom of the sixth inning here. Get the Lancers back on the attack. That ball fisted through the hole left side for a base hit into left field for Aiden Atala.
Atala, who made the big play at second base. Tim saved the game from getting tied, because if that got over him, obviously the game was tied.
But that was one of those balls, Carl, when it came off the bat that time of Elvidge. I thought that was going to get over the head of Atala, but it just kind of hung up in the air.
Hung up a little, but also a great jump.
Yes.
That's a key.
So here's Cole Atala. Brother Aiden takes his lead over at first, not running, and Cole takes his pitch for ball one. Cole Atala today, a double RBI run scored in the first, fly to left in the third, walked, stole a base, scored back in the fifth. The 1-0 count. Brockmeyer's pitch inside, gets past Tishkow to the backstop, and Aiden Atala moves up to second. We'll see if Cole can drive in Brother Aiden here for a big insurance tally. When Lincolnwood comes to bat in the seventh, they will have 3, 4, and 5, Jenkins, Tishkow, and Brockmeyer. So as Mike Shannon would have said, old Abner right on duty.
That's what I was wondering about.
The 2-0. Inside 3-0. That gets to the back screen, and Hatala up to third base. So back-to-back wild pitches. And it's 3-0 on Cole Hatala. Aiden Hatala, runner over at third base now. Before that pitch, Carl, I was going to say Brockmeyer needs to find a way to keep it right here at 5-4. That just got a lot more challenging. Cole Hatala might have the green light on 3-0. Takes a 3-0 strike for a called strike one. He was getting ready to toss that bat aside. If they throw that exact same pitch, Carl, he'll be going to first base on ball four. Strike zone always bigger on 3-0. The 3-1, there it is, ball four.
There it is. You were right. I already circled it as a walk then.
That was guaranteed.
It was guaranteed.
That'll bring in Logan Hammond. Logan's had an eventful day. Reached on catcher's interference in the first. Was thrown out trying to steal home to end that first inning. He's bounced back to the pitcher. Walked in the fifth and then had that wild defensive play, Carl, where he was trying to throw home. And the pitcher, Riley Flowers, late in covering, cut the throw off about 7 feet from Logan Hammond and got the out at first.
I'm just glad he caught it.
Oh, boy.
Without it being his head.
Hammond squares, pulls back, takes strike one. Yeah, that could have been really, really nasty.
So I don't think he's seen his pitcher coming then.
Well, I don't know.
He just wound up and threw to home.
He's got a chance to bust it open a little bit here in the home half of the sixth inning. The old step to third, look to first. North Mac's not falling for that. Chris Atala probably wouldn't sleep tonight if his team fell for that move. They're going to do it again. Well, the last time they did it, they doubled it up.
Yep.
Will they go for the trifecta here? Two outs in the inning. Nate Brockmeyer trying to keep it a one-run game. That is fisted. Could be trouble. Yes, yep. Drops it behind the second baseman in front of the center fielder, Whalen. And Logan Hammond delivers the RBI base hit.
And that's really one of the few little just old Texas League, little flair, but it comes up big for North Mac, bringing home an insurance run.
It's what Elvidge almost had.
Yeah.
In the last half inning, Hammond got it here. So a big, big extra run there. 6-4 North Mac on the RBI base hit from Hammond. That brings in Cade Berkeley. He's 0 for 2 today. The old step to third, look to first. Brockmeyer does not step off as Hammond just flat steals second base right there. They were yelling at Brockmeyer to step off, but he didn't do it in time. So Hammond to second. Cole Atala, the runner, over at third. That stays outside for ball one to Berkeley. Well, Brockmeyer got the first two, and then Aiden Atala got it going with the two-out rally, that base hit the opposite way to left field. A walk and then a base hit outside. 2-0. When Nate has to find a way to just kind of bear down here and keep it at 6-4. Feel at 6-4, you got a chance with the heart of the order coming up, but a base hit here could plate two. Two balls, no strikes outside. 3-0. Boy, the wind gusted up right on that pitch delivery.
Which we've had a steady wind, but sometimes we've had extra gust.
Three balls, no strikes. Inside and a four-pitch walk, and the bases are loaded. It'll be up to Riley Flowers. He'll have a chance to bust this puppy open as the wind blows the hat right off the head of Nate Brockmeyer. I'm surprised, Carl, that's the first time we've seen that happen today.
It is.
Must have some good fitting hats out there.
Of course, it's kind of a side, I guess, hitting most of the hats by the side instead of straight on. The only one to get it straight on would be the catcher who doesn't, wears his hat backwards.
You're right. First pitch to Flowers inside.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Scoots past Tiskow, and here comes Atala to plate the seventh run of the day for North Mac.
You know, that's the second wild pitch that's brought home a run for North Mac.
But we've seen some balls get past Colton here in this frame, but they have been wild in every sense of it.
We've had a lot of wild pitch. Yeah, wild pitch is officially what it would be called.
So it's 7-4.
At Targard.
North Mac.
Neller.
Also, yes.
Windblown.
Just all sorts of debris floating around today. Leaves and some turf particles blowing about. Inside to Flowers. It's 2-0.
One-run ball game with two outs. Not too long ago, Tim. Mm. Now North Mac has taken advantage of the walks and the little Texas League single came up big.
Brockmeyer trying to find that release point here. Inside, and it hit Flowers. The base is loaded again. Well, Nate Brockmeyer fighting himself right now. After we got the first two easily in the sixth inning, that's going to get Josh Stone out of the dugout, and he's going to have a conversation. Will we get a pitching change or just a conversation? It's 7-4 North Mac. It was 5-4 North Mac. There were two outs and nobody on. Aiden Atala got it all started with the base hit with two outs in the sixth inning. That was followed up by a walk to Cole Atala. Logan Hammond then delivered that RBI Texas leaguer that Carl referred to. Cade Berkeley followed up with the walk. Then Raleigh Flowers was just hit, and in between, a run scored in a wild pitch. So it's 7-4 when it's all said and done. Long conversation out of the mound between Josh Stone, his hurdler, Nate Brockmeyer, and the Lancer infield. Two outs in the inning, as Brockmeyer will stay in there. He will have to deal with Andrew Baines. Baines today has struck out, hit by a pitch, scored a run, and then had a sacrifice bunt. That was the safety squeeze that, as of right now, that's the game-winning RBI. That put him up 5-4. First ball swinging, chased the breaking ball out of the zone. Nothing and one. Baines was ready to hit there. He's thinking, I'm going to get a juicy fastball. Nate Brockmeyer said, I think not. The one strike pitch, another breaking ball. That is fisted. The second baseman, Klein, moves back on the back pedal.
Big
and
play
calls
there.
It in,
yeah.
Just at the cut of the grass. So, two runs scored. Big two runs for North Mac. It's last call for the Lincolnwood Lancers as we go top seven. North Mac leads Lincolnwood 7-4. 7-4, North Mac with the lead. And Carl and I were just discussing, I think Cade McCready in line for the save here.
The save.
I think they were leading whenever he came into the ballgame. 3-4 and 5, Jenkins, Tischkow, and Brockmeyer. And there's a first ball swinging base hit into right center field for Will Jenkins. His first hit of the day. That's just what the Lancers need, base runners. So Will now 1 out of 3 on the day with a walk and a run scored. That'll bring in Colton Tischkow. He's 2 for 3 today, double and 3 RBI.
Biggest hit of the game, that's for sure. One swing, 3 runs driven in.
Jenkins almost picked off again, but boy, barely got back in safely. Boy, if you're Will Jenkins, where are you going?
Yeah, and the throws, yeah. That's the key. Don't get too far off.
You're down 3.
Last your run's not important, but your out really is.
That's right. Breaking ball stays inside. Jenkins is running, and he is in. Did he come off the bag? Cole Atala sure thought so. Chris Atala thinks so. He wants time. He wants to have a conversation with our base umpire, Ernie Dunnan. He might have come off the back row, but I don't know if the umpire had the angle for it.
Well, that too, and did he get the tag on him while he was off the bag? That's always, you know, you watch on TV on replays in the major leagues, it's like, oh, he did go off the bag a little bit and got him just before.
Boy,
it's
like,
hard to see.
But, boy, Carl, when you're down 3 in the last of the seventh, that's way too close at second base.
Yes.
So Jenkins is at second, thankfully, if you're the Lancers. A 1-0 count on Colton Tischkow. Cade McCready comes set in the dirt. Blocked by Baines, or picked by Baines more so than blocked.
Yeah, the North Mac, the pickoff and the throw to second. Well, that's just an opportunity to get that first out that they need. For Lancers, it's a run that will not help unless he scores.
That ball fouled right side. Gets out of play over the screen, 2-1. 7-4 our score. Lincolnwood led this game 4-3. Going to the bottom of the fourth.
Got off the ball.
Actually, they led this game 4-3. Going to the fifth. And then North Mac got 2 in the bottom of the fifth, 2 in the bottom of the sixth. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jenkins got a great jump. He's off to third. As McCready never checked it, but why would he, Carl? He's got a 3-run lead, so he's not worried about the runner. But Jenkins takes third on the play. Pitch was upstairs, 3-2. To Colton Tischkow. Popped up. That will get out of play. Baines was looking for it, never located it, but it's well out of play. Clanked off of a vehicle or a window over there. If Tischkow can reach, the tying run comes to the plate in the form of Nate Brockmeyer. McCready has his sign. Comes set at the belt. The 3-2. fouled at the plate, a mighty hack from Colton Tischkow there. Almost corkscrewed himself into the ground.
I think he hit it twice. Fouled it and then knocked it back.
He was trying to hit a three-run homer with only one man on. So we'll do the 3-2 offering again. Baines flashes the signs. McCready has the one he wants. Set at the belt. The 3-2 slow breaking ball hit. Colton Tischkow on the tying run will come to the plate in the form of Nate Brockmeyer.
Still nobody out.
Carl, if you're going to get hit, that's the way to get hit right there.
But it's ball four.
Well, that's a fair point.
You'd rather just get out of the way then. But, yeah, slow breaking ball is definitely preferred.
North Mac will play for the double play up the middle. They will trade the two outs for the one run as Andrew Bain steps in front of the home plate, flashes the defensive signs to the North Mac Panthers.
Yeah, the two runs North Mac scored in the bottom of the last inning look huge now.
Yes, they do. First pitch called strike to Brockmeyer. Brockmeyer's 0-for-3 with an RBI. His last time up, he's the batter who hit that ball to Hammond that resulted in the crazy play with the pitcher Riley Flowers snagging the throw that was intended for home. Runner from first off to second and in there safely as Atala cut that off in front of the bag. One ball, one strike on Nate Brockmeyer. A single and a hit batter has brought the tying run to the plate here in the top half of the seventh inning. Fouled the plate by Brockmeyer, 2-2. Check that, 0-2.
Well, McCready's gotten a lot of weak swings and just barely fouled balls, but the Lancers have managed to stay alive in a lot of these at-bats.
Swing and a miss, struck him out.
Used a high, hard one there.
Had him reaching for that fastball. Big first out for Cade McCready and North Mac. That'll bring in John Wolf. He's 1-for-3 today. A single back in the fourth. He's also flied to left and struck out. Chris Atala is coming out of the third base dugout for North Mac. He wants to have a conversation here. A 3-run North Mac lead. Lincolnwood has runners at second and third, one out. We'll come back to North Mac High in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Baseball on WUSMI. So the meeting on the mound is over. Cade McCready stays in the ballgame. So he deals with John Wolf here. Two on, one out, a 3-run North Mac lead, top of the seventh inning. Panthers two outs away from victory. And that hit him. First pitch hits John Wolf. The bases are loaded. The tying run is at first, and just like that, the go-ahead run comes to the plate, and it'll be Gabe Armantrout. Gabe 0-for-2 today with a sacrifice. Get a courtesy runner over there for Wolf at first. Or a pinch runner for Wolf, as he's not the pitcher anymore. That is Donnie Doherty. He's the tying run over there.
Yep, he's an important base runner.
Chopped foul just in front of the third base bag. Strike one.
Coach had that one.
The third baseman, Jackson Pierce, cut it off, though.
He cut it off.
Been a good ball game here today. Coming down to it here in the top half of the seventh inning. Bases loaded, one out. Lincolnwood down by three. That is just outside ball one. Baines flashes the signs. Armantrout stands in the back of the right-handed box. The 1-1. Inside corner called strike two. Nothing Armantrout could do with that pitch.
So McCready's been staying with more of the hard stuff here, Tim. I wonder if he does, goes back to that breaking ball. He's been hitting people with it.
The 1-2.
Nope, hard stuff.
Just missed 2-2. Oh, big pitch here. If you're McCready, you don't want to run it full with the bases loaded. Well, Armantrout gets something to drive. The 2-2 chopped off the plate foul. Lincolnwood was in this situation, back in the third inning? With Tischkow at the plate, he sat on a hitter's pitch and drove it for a 3-run double. 2-2, bases loaded. And he missed. Three balls, two strikes. Nowhere to put Gabe Armantrout. Only one out in the inning. Greedy comes set at the belt. The 3-2 fouled at the plate. Oof. Good AB here from Armachot. And once again, Carl, we see a hitter battling with two strikes, spoiling tough pitches.
Both sides have done that all game long. Really haven't had that many hits in this game.
North Mac has 7 hits. That ball lined. Aiden Atala knocks it down. Out at second. Boy, that's a big play from Aiden Atala. That ball was ticketed for the outfield, but Atala knocks it down, gets the out. One run will score. It's 7-5, but a big, big second out. At second base, no less.
Yep, you get the lead runner and had a little trouble with the ball, but getting through it was the big play. And once he did that, he could just shovel it off for the force out.
So 7-5. That ball lifted in the air right field. This could be it. Nothing routine today. The right fielder is over and makes the catch. That was Cade Berkeley. And the North Mac Panthers beat the Lincolnwood Lancers 7-5 in a wind-fueled ball game here today. Come from behind victory for North Mac. They improved to 13-2 with the loss. Lincolnwood drops to 10-13. North Mac wins it 7-5. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI.